welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Terry Fonstad, a professor in the College of Engineering with the University of Saskatchewan. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Fonstad.
Good morning, Bruce.
The University of Saskatchewan launched the Livestock and Forage Center of Excellence in 2018. First of all, just a little bit of background. What is the Livestock and Forage Center of Excellence? Where is it located, and what facilities does it consist of?
So the Livestock and Forage Center of Excellence is an amalgamation of a lot of our research capabilities here on campus and in Western Canada. And so physically, I think the focus of it would be considered the 15 quarter sections of land that are southeast of Saskatoon, about 20 kilometers, 25 kilometers, in a block that allows us to do a cow-calf research facility that has forage plots, and then those animals then would go to another facility that's out there that would be a 2,000-head cattle feedlot facility. But the bigger picture is even bigger than that. It starts with the genetics and the disease control and the animal science between the College of Agriculture and the Western College of Veterinary Medicine and VETO. And that then leads us to knowing the genetics and everything we need to know about the cattle out there. Those cattle then have those calves. They go out on paddocks where we've done forage plots, and that, you know, the best of those forage trials, and go into 40-acre parcels that are replicates, and we can put cow-calf pairs out there. We can study the cow-calf pair performance. We can study the forage. Engineers have put in sensors. We can look at moisture movement and moisture transfer in that system, both hydrologically and hydrogeologically through in the subsurface, and which systems manage the most water the best. And then you start to think of that, those calves then would go into the feedlot, and you've got animal scientists and you've got nutritionists and you've got environmental engineers again working together on those intensive feeding operations. And then those cattle, when they're finished, would then be processed and go back to the university, to the food center, and you would have a steak on a plate that you knew everything about. It could totally trace it right back to the genetics from the Western College of Veterinary Medicine across the street. And so it's a complete circle of research that allows us to have synergies between what everybody else is doing, including even precision application of the manure from the facility and tracing of all those nutrients through the system. And so that's the big story, is that it's not just this Livestock Forage Center of Excellence, it's that it's integrating all these different disciplines to get us the full picture and capturing the synergies between those disciplines of the work that I might be doing on our team on moisture movement below the forage actually tells the forage researchers something, which actually tells the cow-calf people something.
What are the advantages of having these various areas of research concentrated within one geographic region and able to assess all of the various aspects of the total farm gate to plate aspects of production?
Well, it plays on the two things that universities are supposed to do. We're supposed to create knowledge and train people. And so when you're creating knowledge in our own little silos, we'll know an awful lot about what we're studying, but we don't know the impact on the other systems around us because we haven't been working together. And this allows us to work together where the engineers know what the forage people, which knows to the cow-calf people and are doing, and they also feed off each other, and the information is transferable. So the knowledge through those synergies becomes much more usable. We know much more about it. But the other big advantage is in the training of people. We have engineers and animal scientists and forage and plant breeders and forage people working with veterinarians. And so we've got toxicologists involved. And so you start to think of all of these grad students and start to work together and share knowledge and look at each other's thesis. And that gets much better, well-rounded people going into industry with a much bigger picture than just the specialists that might be trained in the old system.
What work actually is being focused on at this point through the Livestock and Forage Center of Excellence, and what are the primary goals of these various activities?
Oh boy, that's a big question. because there are leads, and each one of those leads has a whole group that they collaborate with. And so, for instance, the animal science folks like Bart Lardner in the cow-calf side of it will be collaborating with the forage people and the engineers, but will be leading on the cow-calf research and that side of it. But there'll also be veterinarians that have projects out there that then may overlap with the cow-calf people. I myself personally have some research out there. A lot of my work is in the environmental side, but then the work that we're doing for moisture movement and monitoring actually gives answers to the forage people. There's forage breeding people out there. There's Dr. Jeff Shano's work out there in nutrient management and manure management. And then you start to bring that into Greg Penner and other people, Dr. Penner's work in the animal nutrition side of things on the and other researchers that have projects on the beef side of it with the nutrition and the cow and the feeding side. And then there's even people in the Food Sciences Center. And so it's that's a big question, there's no real good answer that I can give you in a short period of time. And that's the fantastic part about this facility, is that there's so much going on out there, and so much of it is capturing synergies. And that's from a researcher standpoint, it's just a big playground and a once in a lifetime chance of opportunity to work in that environment. And we're collaborating with people pan-Canadian. So there's people across Canada that are actually working, collaborating at that facility. And so, it's a great success story, and it's just goes to the testament of some people that have had the vision, both in the province and at the university. So,
from an industry perspective, what are the benefits of this type of research when it comes to application on the farm?
Well, I think there's a number of things. One of those applications is they can actually go there and see it. You know, they're active industry partners or researchers in this. And so, the cow-calf guys and the cattle feeding people and the forage people, they actually fund the research. They go there. They're there every year to see what's going on. They're gaining the benefit of this integrated research, so they're getting this bigger picture and how things are connected, and they can implement that on their farms. And so I just think that that's why they're buying into it, and it fits more of what real-life production is. Real-life production is a complete system, and so they see us putting the system together and seeing and tweaking it, and not them having to take papers from 15 different researchers and trying to figure out how does that fit into my system. So,
how can anyone interested get more information on the Livestock and Forage Center of Excellence?
There is a website for the Livestock and Forage Center of Excellence, and there is a communications person, Lana Haight, that would be more than willing to connect you with who you are interested in talking to. And there are tours that can be organized if you're interested in that. It's not far from Saskatoon, and so it's open to the public. It's open to researchers. We want to share the knowledge that's out there. So,
and is there anything you would like to add?
This is a huge opportunity for Canada to lead in that area of beef production and feeding people. I think there's a report that came out the other day that 86% of the feed that goes into beef cattle is stuff that people can't eat. And so as the world population increases and the demand for protein goes up, this is one of those avenues where we can turn grasses that people can't eat into protein that people can eat. And doing that in a sustainable manner is one of the big research focuses that this facility can put together. So,
thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our guest has been Dr. Terry Fonstead, a professor in the College of Engineering at the University of Saskatchewan. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.